Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. I hope you're ready. Today's topic is language.
And the title of our lesson is, What Did You Say? What did you say? So what did we learn on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday, Alex wanted to go to the Jungle Cafe because he wanted a sugar cookie. Sugar is sweet. If you've had candy or cookies today, then you've had sugar.
So let's find out what other friends are doing and what they want to eat in the Jungle Cafe today. Here's Marie with our Read It.
The LTE TV co-workers are still confusing each other. Rob bought Susie some flowers, but Susie didn't want flowers. She wanted some flour from the store. She wants to bake a cake. In the Jungle Cafe, Taylor is eating a delicious burger. Rob wants one too. Taylor is sure there are some others in the kitchen. But Rob didn't hear Taylor properly. He thinks there are some mothers in the kitchen.
So Rob bought Susie some flowers, but it wasn't the right kind of flower she was talking about.
No, it wasn't. Now, things like this happen all the time. Maybe Rob should have asked Susie what flower she was talking about. Then he wouldn't have bought the wrong thing.
It's good to double check, and it's good to learn our keywords before we start today. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, Susie 说她要做蛋糕需要一些面粉。面粉就是 flour. She needs some flour. 因为她的发音跟花 flour 一样，所以 Rob 帮她买了一些花回来了。可是她是要做蛋糕啊。She wants to bake a cake. 蛋糕就是 cake. Taylor 正在吃汉堡 burger. She is eating a burger. Rob 也想吃，所以 Taylor 说 I'm sure there are some others in the kitchen. 我确定厨房里还有一些。形容词 sure 就是确定或毫无疑问的。结果 Rob 弄错了，他听成厨房里有一些 mothers, 妈妈。He didn't hear her properly. 句尾的副词 properly 就是正确的。他怎么会听成这样子呢？我们看看到底是怎么一回事。
Hey, Susie. Here are the flowers you wanted.
Flowers? I didn't want any flowers.
What? You said when you go to the store...Please get me some flowers.
I didn't say flowers. I said flour. I want to bake a cake.
Oh. Oops. That's my mistake. I'm sorry, Susie.
It's okay, Rob. As long as I can keep these flowers, they are beautiful.
Rob bought some flowers for Susie because she asked him to. That was nice of him.
Yes, it was, but she didn't want any flowers.
What? She says, Rob, when you go to the store, please get me some flowers.
No, she didn't. She says flower as in F-L-O-U-R, not flowers.
Oh, well...This is confusing. I think we should go over the word flower and flower a little bit more. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Susie 需要面粉，可是 Rob 却帮她买了花回来。原来是这两个字的发音是一样的。面粉是 F-L-O-U-R, flower, 而花是 F-L-O-W-E-R, flower.在英文里有不少这样子同音字，必须要靠对话情境和前后文才能确定到底讲的是哪一个字。 我们来举几个例子。海洋 ,sea, 看 ,sea, 全部 ,whole, 破洞 ,whole, 烩面 ,meat, 肉 ,meat。除了音完全一样的字之外，有些字是发音虽然不同，但是太相似了，所以也是很容易造成误会。比如文字 ,word, 世界 ,world, 你也来念念看吧 ,word,World, 还有像装满吃饱的 Full, 还有傻瓜 Full, 你来念念看 Full, Full, 最后一个字 Fifteen, 十五，还有 Fifty, 五十，这个如果在做生意的时候说错就不好了，这两个字重音和尾音都不同哦，我们再来练习一次 Fifteen, Fifty,像这样发音类似的字还有很多，以后有机会我们会再多多练习哦。
Thanks, Christina. Susie asked Rob to get some flour. Flour is used in cooking for making things like cake and bread.
Yeah, it's a white powder. But a flour, as in F-L-O-W-E-R,is a plant. A rose or a daisy, those are flowers.
Yes, but Susie did not want that kind of flour. She wanted the flour you use for baking. She wants to bake a cake.
I want to bake a cake.
What? Peter, you don't even like to bake.
Oh, come on. I want to bake a cake. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I want to bake a cake.
I want to bake a cake.
我想烤一个蛋糕。
Let's bake cookies.
No, I want to bake a cake.
Let's bake a pie.
No, I want to bake a cake.
Let's make brownies.
No, I want to bake a cake.
Why do you want to bake a cake?
It's your birthday.
Oh, let's bake a cake.
Happy birthday to me.
I want to bake a cake.
I want to bake a cake.
我想烤一个蛋糕。
That was a very fun calendar phrase. Well, I like to bake. I especially like to bake cakes.Cakes are sweet and easy to make. If you want to bake a cake, you use flour, eggs, milk, and butter.
Well, there's always a cake at a birthday party and at a wedding. Friends, what kind of cake do you like to eat?
Well, Rob made a mistake and bought Susie the wrong kind of flour. It's okay, Rob. We all make mistakes.
Yes, and he is very sorry, but the good news is that Susie really likes the flowers he bought, and she wants to keep them anyway.
Yes, well, they are very beautiful, right?
Yes, every girl likes flowers.
Exactly. Well, friends, now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, Marie, I've been meaning to ask you, have you ever made a mistake like Rob?
I did. One time I asked a friend if I could borrow her notebook. She thought I meant notebook as in paper, but I wanted to borrow her notebook. I wanted to borrow her laptop.
Oh, yeah, we use this word notebook when we're talking about laptops. Oh, I can see that being a problem.Well, let's find out what happens in Conversation B.
Taylor, that burger looks delicious.
It is. I'm sure there are some others in the kitchen.
Whose mother is in the kitchen?
Huh? I don't know. Why are you asking me that?
You said there are some mothers in the kitchen.
No, I said that there are some other burgers in the kitchen.
Sorry, I didn't hear you properly.
Rob and Taylor are in the Jungle Cafe. Rob looks at Taylor's burger. It looks delicious.
Ooh, I love burgers. Let's take a look at a picture of one. It's kind of like a sandwich, but way, way better. This is a burger. There is bread, there is beef, lettuce, onions, and cheese.
Ooh, that burger looks very good. Now, there are different kinds of burgers, right? Such as chicken burgers or fish burgers. And you can put whatever you like on it, like vegetables or a certain sauce that you like.
Taylor seems hungry. She says, I'm sure there are some others in the kitchen.
Taylor, are you sure?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, the Jungle Cafe does sell food and drinks. I am sure there are some others in the kitchen.
Well, Rob says, whose mother is in the kitchen?
Whose mother is in the kitchen? What does he mean? Taylor seems confused. She doesn't understand why Rob is asking her that question.
Yeah, Rob thinks she said, there are some mothers in the kitchen. Maybe Christina knows what's going on. She can tell us a little bit more about this sentence.
Taylor 对 Rob 说，我确定厨房里还有一些。I'm sure there are some others in the kitchen. 我们来看看 some others. 在这个例子在讲英文的时候常常会把 some 的尾音 m 跟 others 的第一个母音连在一起。结果念起来就像 some mothers。所以 Rob 才会听成厨房里有一些 mothers。这种前一个字的尾音跟后面一个字的第一个母音连在一起的念法我们也要学会，因为不论是听或者是说的时候都会用得到。我们来看一些例子。我们比较常说的是像 thank you， 就是把 thank 这个字的字尾 k 音跟后面一个字的 u 连在一起说成了 thank you。 介绍自己说 my name is John， 听到了吗？ missMy name is M 跟 is 的音连在一起念成 My name is John。 再来看一个他在公车上 He's on the bus， 听到 He's on 跟 He's on 连在一起的念法了吗？ He's on the bus。
Thanks Christina. Rob heard wrong or incorrectlyTaylor said that there are some other burgers in the kitchen.
Yes, but Rob didn't hear her properly. Peter, this word properly, can you tell us more about it?
Okay, well, let's think of an example. Maybe a cook didn't make the right food. He didn't make it the right way, so he didn't make it properly. That means it's the way it's supposed to be.
That's right.You can say, tie your shoes properly. Tie it the correct way. Or, this phone is not working properly. It's not working right.
So, Rob didn't hear Susie properly. But now he understands.
Yes, he does. Well, I understand that we have something to do right now. It's time for us to review those keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Flour. Flour. Bread is made from flour.
Cake. Cake. It's your birthday. Let's get a cake.
Burger. Burger.Let's go to a burger restaurant.
Sure. Sure. Are you sure you are okay?
properly. Properly. I didn't cook this properly. Okay, friends, keep on practicing at home. And now let's take a look back at these conversations one more time.
Hey, Susie. Here are the flowers you wanted.
Flowers? I didn't want any flowers.
What? You said, when you go to the store, please get me some flowers.
I didn't say flowers. I said flour. I want to bake a cake.
Oh. Oops. That's my mistake. I'm sorry, Susie.
It's okay, Rob. As long as I can keep these flowers, they are beautiful.
Taylor, that burger looks delicious.
It is. I'm sure there are some others in the kitchen.
Whose mother is in the kitchen?
Huh? I don't know. Why are you asking me that?
You said there are some mothers in the kitchen.
No, I said that there are some other burgers in the kitchen.
Sorry, I didn't hear you properly.
Okay, Marie, well, I want you to take a look at this beautiful photo behind us. What do you see?
Oh, I see a father, a son, and the sun.
Yes. Well, let's talk about these two words, sun and sun. They sound the same, but the meaning is different. What is the sun? S-U-N.
The sun is the bright yellow thing you see in the sky. It's beautiful, especially at night.
Yeah, that would be a sunset. And what is a sun? S-O-N.
Son would be the father's child. A son is a boy.
Yes, so son and son. Great. Do you know any other words like this?
I do. I and I. These are my two eyes. We all have two eyes. But I, as in the letter I, is talking about me. I can swim fast. I really liked that movie.
Ooh, wow. Friends, these are confusing words, especially when we're talking about them, but I think you're getting it. You're doing a great job. Well, now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch.
Ginger, these are for you.
Oh, wow, flowers. What a surprise.
A surprise? You told me you wanted some.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I need flour. F-L-O-U-R, not flowers. I'm baking a cake.
Oh, English is confusing.
Yeah. Next time, just speak monkey. Flour. Bakery.
That's even more confusing. Just speak properly.
I did. And I got flowers.
And flour. Surprise. I got you both.
Oh, thanks, James. You're so kind.
Kind? What kind? Kind of what?
Hank, next week is very important.
Why?
It's our anniversary.
What? We're not even married.
No, but you've been my boyfriend for almost a month.
Well, that's not an anniversary, Wendy. That's just celebrating 1 month.
Exactly. We need to celebrate our first month together.
Okay, well, how should we celebrate?
I'm so glad you asked. Perhaps you can go shopping. And when you go out, please stop by Tiffany's.
The expensive ring shop?
I heard that!
Super sentence man?
Yes, 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 it is I. And the super sentence for today is, when you do something, please do something else. Now, your girlfriend said, when you go out, please stop by Tiffany's.
Yes, and when you go inside Tiffany's, please get me a nice ring.
What? No. What do you mean, no? That was a super sentence. When you go inside Tiffany's, please get me a nice ring. Do you have a super sentence for me?
Wendy, when I asked you to be my girlfriend, I didn't know.
No, silly. It's not when I something. The super sentence is when you do something. Wendy, help us out. Can you give us another example of a super sentence? Do it for Hank.
Certainly, super sentence man. And when you see the ring, please take a picture of it for me.
Perfect! When you see the ring, please take a picture of it for me. No, Hank, I think you need to work on your super sentences.
And your attitude.
All right, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great. You don't have another one, do you?
Oh, of course, super sentence man. Hank, when you take a picture of the ring, please send the picture to me. I want to make sure that it is...
expensive.
Exactly.
Super.
Well, today Rob was very confused, wasn't he? But now he understands. What do you think you should do, or what do you think he should do about Susie? He bought the wrong kind of flour. And what about the burger he wanted?
Well, Rob was very, very confused today. I think Rob should go back to the store and buy some flour, F-L-O-U-R, for baking. And he should find out if there are other burgers in the kitchen. You know, he can just ask someone.
Or he could ask his mother to make him a burger.
Hey, that's a good idea. Rob, ask your mother, who's not in the kitchen, to make a burger.
Well, friends, we hope you had fun, and we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.